guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Poodle.
Okay, we're going to play a game. I hate this already.
Top three worst ways to ask someone you want to marry them. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start number three.
Taking someone up on a hot air balloon ride, and then they actually can't see what it is. Or you put it in something, and or you try to put it in their language, and you fuck it up.
Y'all, that's some fucking Surf Jesus and Evelyn shit,
yeah,
from 90
happened.
Day. Thank you for reminding me of that.
And so you have to tell them what it is.
Well, okay.
It's pretty bad.
What's number two?
You could propose, like Father Poodle proposed to Mother Poodle.
Oh, Jesus.
That was, we should get married. We can save a lot on our taxes.
Oh, did she still bring that up?
Yes. I've heard that story a lot.
With venom? Is she still
pissed
yes. about it?
It's like, that was your father's proposal. So romantic. My mother always goes, yes, 50 years of wedded bliss. Lucky wow. I haven't murdered him.
And Poodle,
hadn't thought about it.
Oh, God. What's the number one worst way to ask someone to marry them?
Text. I was speechless.
It's the worst.
And not only text, when you're sitting across from the room on a recliner.
Uh-huh.
With an
in the same
University
room.
Of Georgia Bulldogs Afghan or some shit. I was appalled. And the best is, are you serious? Yeah, I texted it to you. I will say that's got to be the worst way to propose to someone.
I think it is.
Come at us if you've been texted a proposal.
Let us know in the Patreon comments what were the worst ways you were proposed to.
Absolutely mortifying.
Y'all, this is Lilo. Life after lockup.
And I think he thought it was going to be cute, but it wasn't.
So we just need to talk about them first.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, this is season 3, episode 57.
I plead the fifth. Is it really episode 57?
It is episode 57. My TiVo said it was episode 4, number of season 7. They don't know what the fuck is up with TiVo.
What is going on at the Wii Network?
I don't know.
Is it just a bunch of otters just like just playing and like
hitting buttons?
That's when you ask what's happened at the Wii, it's just olives cracking muscles with
yeah,
rocks.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, why didn't you get this done by Friday? Well,
I don't have opposable thumbs.
Well, yeah, HR built that dam, and we have to unblock that. We keep trying to tell them, but, you know.
We ran out of rocks to crack shellfish
on. Exactly. Our VP is just floating on his back cleaning himself right now. But give him an hour. He'll be right with you.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. So, y'all, let's just jump right into Puppy and Amber.
Puppy is seeing her mom, who's been doing chemo, and her mom looks rough.
She does look rough, yeah.
And she tells her mom that Amber and Sammy broke up, and mom is trying to be understanding, and And Puppy says...
And Mom's like, is Eric treating you right? And Puppy says...
Like, well...
He gives me no slack.
Gives me no slack.
Is that a way of saying... Y'all, because again, y'all, we've told you our feelings about Eric.
He's dangerous.
He's dangerous. He feels controlling, and we worry about physical violence.
The big deal is that she tells Mom about the warrant that she's... Because someone... She's like, some nosy person told my mother... Or when my mother wasn't even there, and she was in the hospital, told them I wasn't living there.
Well, the PO, her parole officer, came by.
So she's got a warrant for living somewhere else.
She has to live there, yes.
Yeah.
And Mom is like, go turn yourself in.
Turn yourself in.
Turn yourself in because, and then in like the way only a mother can say, go turn yourself in now so maybe you'll get out so then I have a chance of seeing you.
Oh,
because I'm worried I'm going to die, and this is the last time I see you.
Yikes.
I know that's your fear, and you worry about that, but I'm also like, maybe not say that to your child who's trying to
and put that on them.
Who's trying to stay substance abuse free and doesn't look like they are.
I think Puppy's sobriety is the last thing she knows how to deal with.
She really doesn't know how to deal with that. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't keep her feelings, y'all, but it's like, it's your kid. You're the parent. There's some things you can process with other people.
Yeah.
Y'all, I think
that's asking a lot of Puppy's mother.
You don't always have to put all your burdens on your children. And I'm not saying you have to deal with them privately, but there is sometimes there's healthier resources for you to, like, it's now known, parents know not to talk about the other spouse if you're getting divorced with kids.
How'd your mom do with that?
Not good. Not good.
Like when she cried all the time?
Yes.
When you were...
Not good. But, there's...
And I'm sure there are no scars.
No, none at all. None at all. It's fine. Just love me!
You didn't spend your whole life taking care of people.
At all, yeah. Whereas there's other things as well, though. I think we haven't got to a place of having conversations about that, about parents being able to remember you're not their friend, you're their parent.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm off of that soapbox, but that's why there's therapists, your pastor, your best friend.
And you can suggest that,
sister.
But remember, it's not your job even to suggest it. It's your job to set your boundary.
Yeah, you can tell your Aunt Jane, golly, I'm just so worried. I hope that she gets out of prison so I can just see her once again, because that's a lot to put on your
kid.
Yeah,
tell your, because then your Aunt Jane's going to go, and I hope my son, you just talk at one another.
Yeah.
It's a great way to be.
And you probably feel less alone.
Yeah, that's what my mother and my Aunt Jane do.
When your mom's not trying to slash her tires.
It's true. When they're not fighting.
When they're not fighting.
But no, my mother, I've had to establish a boundary with my mother.
Are they fighting again now? Or
they're
they made
okay
it?
Right now.
Okay, great.
But I've had the only way is to establish a boundary with my mother.
Exactly.
And it's hard to find a healthy way to do that.
No, agree.
How's yours going?
Good, actually. Pretty good now. Much better. Much better.
Good.
Yeah.
There's still times where you have to lie little things, right?
Little. But I have to say, my mother's been very, very supportive of with everything going on with my dad. And
good.
Like everybody else has got their lives. But my mom, even though she lives like an hour and a half away, there's been so many times where I'm like, Mom, I've got to do this. It's important. Everybody else is busy. Can you come up and hang out with Dad or just watch him?
Yeah,
or just,
that's good.
And she will drive an hour and a half, and she's like, within a second, okay, I'm there.
Oh, good.
I know. So that's because then she'll say, honey, as I said before, who's going to wipe your ass? It's going to be me. And nobody loves you like I do.
So
I get a little bit of that.
Okay.
But we both,
gotcha.
We both get that. Do you know how much it hurts for me to love you? What does your mom say?
My mother says, it scares me how much I love you. You boys don't even know. It kind of scares me because I think I would kill for you. Y'all, and it wasn't that that wasn't adults we were told that. We were told that as teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Don't trust me on this. It's not necessary for your children to know that you might kill for them. It's not something to put on them.
Oh, no. I know you got my back.
Yeah, but it's not something to put on your kids.
Nope. No.
They don't need to know that.
They don't need to know that.
You can keep that under your toop.
Under your toop.
Yeah.
So Puppy says, but if I turn myself in, I've got to go back. And Mom said, but maybe it'll be quicker. So Puppy later calls Amber because she's like, my mom's all on my case about I need to turn myself in. And Amber says, well, I'll talk to my PO and ask her what she thinks because she's going to know more than anybody. And Puppy's like, okay, well, Amber says, well, my smoke breaks over.
And then, y'all, you think there's going to be a little bit of healthy boundaries established, but no. And Puppy's like, well, now that you're not drunk, you're not going to have time for me?
Time for me? I was
talk about codependent.
Talk about codependent. That's bad. It's bad.
And so the next scene, y'all, Eric comes in. He's looking rough. I don't know if he'd either been drinking or high.
He looks bad.
One eye is focused to another way.
He is not an attractive man.
No, and things aren't good for him.
No, he looks like I can't believe I'm saying this. Like a harder ridden version of the lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
Fred Durst?
Yes.
Wow.
He looks like a more rogue.
Have you seen Fred Durst lately?
He looks like a harder, rogue, wet version of Fred Durst.
To me, he just looks like Ed Hardy in the bad years.
Yeah.
When it just, even worse than it was near the end.
Y'all, the same way we talked about earlier, if you're in your 30s.
Riveting.
What did we say earlier? If you're in your 30s and you're still doing something, if you're drinking Red Bull and vodka, we said this in the last podcast, you're too old. If you're wearing Ed Hardy at any age,
yeah, and those, it's and wrong. That jewelry, those, yeah, that terrible jewelry he's wearing.
It's wrong.
So he, y'all, then you can tell when someone is not good for you when she tells him about the warrant and he's like, well, let's run.
And she goes, what? And he's like, I'm with you till the end. We got to go. I finally have stability in my life. So let's run from the police. And I'm like, you just said you had stability in your life.
And did we find out that he's been incarcerated before?
He mentioned it. He said, yeah. And so she's like, but I don't know. And she's like, but I have a warrant, but I want to grow up and be responsible. And Eric's like, well, if you decide you got to go, then it is what it is.
And things can't get more layered, or can they?
And then he texts her.
Do you want to marry me?
All caps.
That means it's important.
That means it's important.
And I think he left. He put an exclamation mark. So.
And maybe a heart emoji.
Yeah.
And Puppy just looks up and she's like, are you serious? And then Eric
I texted
said,
you, didn't I? I texted it.
You, didn't I?
That meant I'm serious. I didn't write LOL after it.
Yeah.
So that obviously means I'm serious.
That, I laughed for 5 minutes when he said that.
And y'all, she responds, maybe.
Maybe. And she says,
we're going to go away for a while.
She goes over and she's like, do you really want to? And he's like, yeah, it'll be. And she's, so they decide they're going to go away for a couple of weeks, but not forever. This is the wrong, worst. Amber is not going to like this.
So what happens now, y'all, remember we talked about that speeding train that's over something going up. Not, this is not time for that.
No, it's just a train of
yeah.
Yeah. It's not the
and
GERTS train.
It is speeding towards where the tracks are out. Now there's another train behind it that is pushing it even faster. This could not get any worse. Tune in 2 weeks from now.
I enjoyed doing the sound effects for that.
I'm glad someone did. That's the sad train. Shall we go back and do Deontay, Nicole, and Tia, the worst threesome ever?
Yes. This is, you know what's kind of happening in a lot of Lalu?
We're closing up loose ends.
We're closing up loose ends, but also we're seeing y'all. This show always starts out with, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. I can't believe this is happening. And not all the storylines, but some of the storylines, they start to peter out. And what happens is the entertainment is gone.
Yeah.
And it just gets real. And
that's
it gets
the way
sad.
This season is going.
And I think that we're just going to have that
it's
in every
It's more documentary-ish
scene,
now.
Which is, it's still riveting and it's still.
There was no Stan and Lisa, so it's no funny.
It makes me think differently about like my life and other people in my life, and it gives me empathy for people.
It reminds me of the culture I came from, and it makes me very grateful that the generation before me got out of poverty.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I am with it.
Y'all, because Deontay's mom is just doing her best.
Yeah.
This woman.
These are less
mama,
so.
Mama, Nika.
I always forget her name, but this is, Deontay is strikingly normal. But I'm more thinking of like Puppy and Amber.
Deontay's normal.
Shane and Lacey.
Yes, Shane and Lacey said. Deontay is normal. However, he seems normal, but he's horrifically codependent.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what finally kind of comes out, is like, he doesn't know if he needs to go to this wedding this weekend. And Derek is like,
ooh, who looks good, by the way.
He is looking better. Yeah, his arms.
Good, yes.
Did you hear that Derek's been married 3 times?
Okay, but so Derek, that's what made me laugh, is Derek's like, are you crazy? Are you fucking crazy?
I've been married 3 times.
Are you going to be a bridesmaid? And then later, that's what he says, is like, look, I've been down this 3 times before. And I was like, you have no right to give him advice on this.
I kind of agree.
You need to shut up. But it didn't make me wonder watching Deontay, like, Mom is like, I don't want you to be there at all. You need to forget you ever know her.
Right.
And Deontay has this moment where he kind of says, in the moment, he was like, and it's sad. Like, you can tell he's shook.
Yeah.
He's like, no one seems to understand. Like, I have these different voices in my head telling me different things. And I wrote, what happened to you, Deontay? Where's your dad? Like, what?
Well,
did he tell us what happened to his
no,
dad? And we don't
but
remember.
This is all due to the girl who died. The girl
but it almost seems deeper even than that.
Yeah,
like, did his father abandon him?
You're exactly right to ask what happened to you, because none of this Nicole Tia stuff is about them.
It's the
all
dang
about
truth.
Deontay's savior mentality, and she even says, Deontay's mom says he has a savior mentality.
Yes, that's why I'm interested.
She's not even going to be intimate with you. The only thing she's caring about is the money flow, and she says this is all foolishness.
She says
our favorite word.
She does say it's all foolishness. I mean, golly,
it is.
He needs to go to Al-Anon meeting, but mom, she's like,
you mean codependent?
She's in drinks, and so an Al-Anon meeting would help.
Oh,
him too.
I say with her,
or Coda, yeah. But Derek said, Derek even says, like, when y'all got out, what did you share besides your debit card? And he couldn't even answer.
Yeah.
And she says, son, she won't even be intimate with you. All there ever was is money. And Deontay though has this thing of like, but mom, she cried when she saw me. She just cried and she was totally different. And mom, what did she say? She had a great line where she said,
I didn't write it down.
She said, he said, I think she's being manipulated by Tia. And the mom said, so wait, you can tell when somebody else is being manipulated, but why can't you see that with you?
You know,
and I went, that's a great question.
It's true, but that's not how this works.
That's just not how it works. That is the definition right there of someone who is in codependency.
Yep.
Y'all, that's it right there. If you're wondering, am I codependent? Ask yourself, do I point out really well when other people are being used,
and
but
I can't
point that out myself? That's your red flag to know you need help in like absorbing this and taking control.
And if you're trying to help other people more than you care about yourself. And the thing is, I think you're exactly right. Deontay needs a lot of work on and to question his own impulses.
Yeah.
He needs, like, you talked about this before, he would really benefit from group therapy.
He would.
Where he can listen to people who had similar experiences.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's, yeah. Maybe he even also is dealing with PTSD from serving, like many
that
veterans.
That is true.
Too. He and Derek were both veterans, and so maybe there's that.
I don't know how much active duty they did. But
I don't know. And it's Derek, even when Derek says, I've been married 3 times. And so he uses that to say, so I think I know what you need to do. Every time I got married, they remembered it. I remembered it for the rest. So you need to go and fuck up this wedding so they'll remember it. And I went, wrong advice.
That's the wrong answer.
That's the but Derek,
wrong bitch.
Wrong because
wrong bitch.
Because Derek can't do that.
Nope.
Deontay can't do that. He's going to go there and get pulled in.
Yeah.
It's like telling Poodle, you need to go over there and tell that defensive line in that locker room that you're not going to sleep with them.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. Even if Poodle loves someone with all his heart.
They'll have those football pads on, and I can't resist football pads, y'all. I just think about first and 10.
Poodle is that. He's the end of that Ron Howard's movie from the 1990s where they go and say, I'm not going to do this. Nope, that's not Poodle. The movie ends with him fucking the defensive line, and the boyfriend goes away crying.
And the music swells.
And the music swells.
And so do they.
And so do they. But not the offensive line. He's
just
not a whore.
Just the defensive line.
He's not a whore.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I choose my battles.
We didn't just think we went to the one theater in Los Angeles that Poodle hadn't slept with somebody.
Oh, that's right.
Y'all.
This is the Patreon, so we can probably say
the Patreon.
It. Oh, my God. Y'all, I can't believe this happened.
Remember I told Poodle we finally found the one theater where you didn't fuck anybody in the theater. And the morning of the show, Poodle texted me and he was like, wait a second.
I went, remember how you said it was the only theater I hadn't slept with somebody?
Well.
And I got a text saying, so I guess I'm seeing your show tonight. I'm like, oh, really? Someone bringing you? My voice got really high. He's like, no, I'm the house manager. Spoiler alert. He was lovely.
He was lovely. They were lovely.
And of course, texted me later to see what I'm doing. Yo, once you get a piece of Poodle.
Wow.
The stink don't come off.
It don't, because it stinks. Wow.
That don't come off with a shower. Shall we talk about
family show?
Brittany and Ray.
Oh,
yeah. We did tell like our mods that, and a couple people. I'm like, y'all. I hate to say this, but I have bucked someone at the theater.
Can't go anywhere.
I know.
And I'm gonna think you're literally the Catherine O'Hare character from Best in Show.
I am a little bit.
We're gonna travel the country to different theaters.
And people and are going to come see me.
And I'll be like, oh, Jake, have you met Peter?
Oh, yeah.
And Jake's eyes are going to get big, and he's going to go.
Long. They're like, yeah, we know each other from way back.
I'll go, God damn it.
That night in Tijuana at that donkey show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, remember? Oh, I remember those.
Remember those? We started to play Pin the Tail, and then I just showed you my tail.
Please, let's talk about Brittany and Ray.
Please.
Boy.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
Could this get worse?
I cannot stand Brittany.
Every episode we have in this season, she reveals
There's something about Brittany. Oh, yeah. She's terrible.
But it is amazing. She manages to shock us even more with her self-absorption.
Are you self-absorbed or are you full-on like into narcissism? Because it is a lot.
Part of me wants to, and I know this is not always the case, part of me wants to shake her parents and say, what did you do?
Why shake the sugar tree when they just give her the sugar?
Exactly. But I'm saying, and a lot of, you could tell by the way they acted a little bit.
Yes.
This is, they spoiled the fuck out of her.
She's her mom.
Yeah, she
her
is her mom.
Her mom's a gross person, too.
Yep.
She's a gross, classist, entitled person.
Yep.
And that's
I totally agree.
Where Brittany gets it from.
This is, so let's just do this.
Ray finally meets her mother. The mother and the dad come over.
The mother has deigned to meet him.
And she finally actually says, the way an evil sorceress would say in a Disney movie, I appreciate you trying to meet some of my demands.
She does say that.
Who the fuck says that?
And so, y'all, she starts talking, and she's like, so where did you grow up?
And he's like, oh, I'm from Humble.
And she went,
are we saying Houston? People say, y'all, it's spelled Humble with an H.
They say Humble.
But everybody says Humble because everybody says Houston.
But she's like, oh, the suburbs.
The suburbs.
You grew up in the suburbs? I would have thought you were in the inner city.
I thought you were in the ghetto with the riffraff and peasants.
And so she said,
so what happened?
And he said, well, and he, y'all, this is soft pedaling like nobody else.
He really soft pedals.
He's like, well, my mom passed. Y'all, we all knew what happened. She was shot in front of him.
Maybe tell her that.
Yeah, and she's like, and I got a little wild, and then she's like, oh, I've got 100 questions for you.
100 questions. Were you buying and selling prescriptions, drugs?
Were you breaking into pharmacies?
Were you robbing them at gunpoint on a horse?
And y'all, Brittany joins in. It's like, I just would love to see him with a... Can you see him with a mask on? Just like blah,
fetish,
blah, blah.
Fetish.
It's a total
fetish.
Kink. She wants him to rob her.
I guarantee you, I bet she totally wants to do like burglar porn.
Totally. Totally.
But Ray says, we would go to the pharmacies when they were closed. We would rob them prescriptions. And then we would
angry.
Sell them. And that's what he tells her, that he has the restitution. That he has to pay
$143,000. And of course, y'all, they clutch pearls.
And then this is where you see mom. Well, look, I know some people are fine. You know, we know people, they make mistakes and then they get on the right
but
path.
But not our
and
daughter.
That's okay. Not even that. And that's okay for everyone else's daughter.
Bleh.
But not our beautiful,
like
shining
people
daughter.
People in your family.
Exactly.
Because she's basically saying, my daughter's better than you.
My daughter's better than you. Yeah. Our family's better than you. Yep. And Ray is like, well, it would fall on me and not Brittany.
And this is, it depends on what state you're in, you guys.
And
but
mom even says to the camera, she's like, Brittany could have done better. I don't know why she's dating someone like this.
Yeah, I wonder if they had any forethought to how they might look on camera,
it
these
kinda,
parents.
No, it kind of went, okay. So Brittany was always put on a pedestal and always told that she's a princess. So when she's with a guy who's from the same clout or whatever yeah. as her, I went, oh, I get it. She doesn't feel special.
Yep, exactly.
So when she's with Ray, she can always demean him and feel like she feels superior and she feels validated that she's the good girl.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally. 100%.
There you go.
And basically, y'all, the mother's like, I'm worried about how that debt and everything might affect my daughter. And the producer's like, do you think she should talk to a lawyer? And she went, yes.
Yes, I'll have her call.
I'll have her call our family lawyer.
Mr. Drake. We know him quite well.
Yes, he's handled everything for us.
Everything. Oh. And meanwhile, y'all, it goes decently, I guess. They leave. Meanwhile, y'all,
We're gonna double down, throw some more money into the pile into here.
It's Brittany's birthday, bitch. And Brittany is someone at 30, in her mid-30s, that still takes a whole entire month to celebrate her birthday and make it about her.
I got nauseous thinking about this.
Of course you're that type of... Now look, y'all, I'm a big birthday person. I believe in celebrating your birthday on that day. I believe if your birthday ends with a zero, that year, you do take maybe a month and kind of assess things.
I'm not that way.
But like...
Yeah, I know.
You no matter y'all, but once you get over the age of like, I honestly think it's a good habit to do this after the age of like, especially 30, if not 25. Celebrate your birthday. When I mean take a month for your birthday when you're 30, maybe you have a birthday party, but then you do a couple other things by yourself,
right?
Or maybe with one of your friends who lives in another city, and you go visit them and catch up with them you haven't seen in a you. But
yeah.
To make everybody, Brittany is that person that makes all of her friends drop what they're
totally.
Doing and come
and
celebrate
and spend tons
me.
Of money. And y'all, I want to clarify, there's no such thing as a 34th birthday weekend in Miami.
No. No. But here's it. It's her first birthday
30th?
With Ray.
Yes.
Then I wanted to be like, then go celebrate your birthday.
Thank you.
Just with Ray. Well, my sister always travels with
him. He doesn't need to be your accessory.
He's your accessory. This
doesn't
is,
need to this, be your thug accessory.
This is Nickel and Azin. Yeah. Nickel just wants a boy on her arm. Show them you love me. Show them you
and
love
y'all,
me.
The most important thing here
God,
is
she's gross.
She's like, and you know what? What I really need after me paying for you and all the stuff that I've gone through with you, it's time for me to have a vacation.
Yeah. It's been so much, honey. Not that I would do anything to jeopardize you, but let's go out of state, even though you're really nervous about it.
Even though we might have talked to your parole officer, and I don't know the rules.
But I would never do anything to jeopardize you. But honey, I need a break from this.
And this would be, and she says in the moment, and you know what? This would be like the perfect place to propose in front of my friends.
Propose in front of her friends and make a beach baby.
That's right.
So let's do it all
there. She did say
there.
Make a beach baby.
Oh.
Beach baby in the world.
In the bird in the pin in September. Rock me gently. Rock me. You know what? That Beach Baby, it was on one of a Time Life hits. So when I hear the Beach Baby, I immediately
you just hear
go
the
into
song that comes after that.
Song and the song that comes after that.
You know,
I did. My mama died.
I left the Chicago.
Chicago.
I remember that too.
Rock me gently.
Rock me slowly. What's the next one? Do you remember that one?
I don't. That's all. I got like four.
I do that for the contemporary Christian thing that was on. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. You probably didn't know any of those songs since you were Catholic.
I knew a little bit. By the way.
He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
No, you were brainwashed.
Twyla Paris. No, everyone saw these commercials.
I did not see this.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, by the way, your neighbor's vacuuming. Fourth time today.
If you hear what sounds like a Zamboni over us.
That's it.
That's all I had about these two. This is so messy.
Oh, boy. Ray.
Does she have fans?
Ray.
I know I've asked this before. Because me.
No, I don't think she does.
Me being someone who I'm always wondering about how people can. Because I'm just curious about human nature. Are there people who like her?
No.
There can't be.
No, there's not.
She's awful. She's absolutely awful.
Let's talk about Sean and Sarah.
There's really not a lot.
There's not a lot here. This basically is that, first of all, Sarah's agreed to move in with Sean.
Yep.
Hashtag too soon, if you ask me.
With her daughter.
With her daughter.
And she's like, you can go home and see Meemaw anytime you want, seeing as how Meemaw has raised you since you were a baby.
And like,
it's
really
appalling.
It's appalling.
Absolutely appalling.
And it's, you know, the
how is that little girl going to adjust to a random guy who's now her father?
Her stepfather. Sean built her this sweet bed and all this kind of stuff.
Did you think this looked dangerous?
Yes.
For a child?
But that's why I would have loved it as a child.
With lots of exposed corners.
It was exposed corners and a bunk bed, but I would have loved this as a kid.
It looked like indoor-outdoor equipment to me. It looked like a clubhouse.
It did.
That was supposed to be outside.
It did.
And
it did.
Less of a bed.
It did.
And it did look difficult to put together.
It did.
I just thought, shouldn't you put something on there to make sure she wouldn't hit her head and die?
Yes.
Because she's four.
Yes.
Anyway.
But I don't think he did. They just made the bed. She's super happy with it. And Sean's like, yay, Abby's happy. And what grosses me out is how, you know, Sean, I know his relationship with Kelly didn't work out, but it's like Sean's getting immediate family.
Yeah. Ugh.
And totally disregarding his other kids and this other life.
This
y'all,
is,
he doesn't have old kids. He has young
kids. Yeah, he has younger kids.
This is gross.
This is the part of Lalu or Lilu when things get real and things get not fun anymore and things get depressing. And if you have any empathy at all, it starts creeping up in your throat.
Because you just feel sorry for these kids.
Yeah.
You feel sorry for Abby. You feel sorry for all of Sean's other kids. And the producer, even their talk, speaking of kids, producer, they're talking to them and says, do you want more kids? And Sean's like, well,
it happens.
I have six already.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
And y'all, I think they've discussed this and he says something that does not go along with what they've said.
Because Sarah freaks out.
He obviously wanted to fuck her, so he promised her everything.
He probably promised her. And Sarah keeps saying, you're saying you didn't want kids. He didn't actually say that.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm not opposed. But probably, I agree with you. When they talked earlier, he probably said, I totally want to have kids with
you.
And then he banged her.
Now, can I fuck your pussy?
Because this is what's going to happen. Whether they have kids or not, Sean's going to get tired of her.
Yeah.
Sean's going to cheat on her.
Certainly.
Sean is going to want instant family, and then he's going to want something
else. And also, spoiler alert, this has been all around the interwebs. If you don't want to be spoiled, she's pregnant. She's been photographed.
They've been pregnant with that.
Already pregnant.
Yeah.
And they're together.
Yeah.
So I know some of you went, no, just now.
And know that. Why is it that men like Sean procreate so many children in the world?
Because they've been given so very little. They needed to do something.
All they can do is just procreate. Yep.
Super sperm.
But Sarah's like, basically they're fighting. She's like, I just want to be with somebody who wants to have kids. He's like, no, I misunderstood the question. She said, no, you did not, Sean.
She does get like that.
I misunderstood you.
And she does leave the interview after that.
She does leave the interview. She's like, I thought we were on the same page, but clearly we're not. Why don't you go back to Kelly or go fuck Destiny?
Whew. Yeah. Don't think Destiny's available right now. I think she's behind bars again.
Y'all, I think we're going to see her again. She's going to eventually get out of prison again, and she's going to want to be on TV.
She's
going to
call Sean.
She's going to call that producer and be like, so what do you got for me?
Who do I need to fuck so I can get on TV again?
What I need. And the producer Glad will say, well, I know somebody.
Oh God, I hope so. I just don't want to be anywhere near her.
No.
Because she's a criminal.
No.
So let's talk about Lacey and Ching.
They're home with the baby. Summer Raina.
Rain.
Summer. Oh, I wrote down Raina.
Summer Rain. No, Raina's Darcy's Stacy's friend.
Okay, R-A-Y-N-E, Summer
yes.
Rain.
Summer Rain.
I don't want to name my kid
one
after...
A designer imposter body spray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's bad. It's very bad. I don't mind Summer and Rain separate.
No. But Summer Rain.
Is bad. And I think they are going to call her Summer Rain.
Yeah. Yeah, let that sink in.
Yeah, that's just, this is
that
just
was almost sadder
sense.
Than the end.
That's on a whole other level of Brayden, Jaden, Jalen, Craylon.
Braxton, Faxton. Can somebody name their kid Faxon?
I'm sure there's a Faxon out there.
F-A-X-I. Does anybody ever put the apostrophe, like I-N apostrophe? Faxon.
You know, I don't put it past people anymore.
I don't either. So... We kind of have this conversation, and you feel like Lacey doesn't have all her makeup on. So, you know,
yeah,
she's like
something
real Lacey.
Went down.
And she's talking to him. She's like, she says again, I felt sad because I thought you were in love with me. But she said, once the baby was born, you completely dropped everything. So Lacey's been ridiculous and toxic in a lot of ways. But we're also seeing her side that, like, I can understand as a mother. To see that someone doesn't even want to care about their child, that would be horrible.
And here's the thing, y'all. Sean, Chain is not very forthcoming. He just sits there and listens. There was a lot of footage about early days of the birth, probably.
Yeah.
Do you? It's not that I'm doubting what she says. But doesn't it feel like she just kind of says stuff what she feels, and it's hyperbole? And it may not actually be real.
And he's not emotionally intelligent enough to counteract it, so he just goes along with it.
Yes.
Agreed.
It feels like she's just making up stuff. You forgot about that, but you forgot about the baby and me.
Lacey is a master manipulator.
Agreed.
Master at it.
Which she kind of learned from her father. You always feel it when he's around.
She would be a really amazing criminal. Because she's true. She would be like... Destiny or Scott, Lindsay Level.
And then the other thing is, Shane is basically threatened because he's like, I don't want to lose my family. Because
and he even says, we've cheated on each other before in the past, but I don't want that now.
Yeah.
I want to make this work. And Lacey starts crying, Shane's crying. She's like, she even says, it takes two, and we both have been destroying it, not just you. We need to really commit. We need to really have a good foundation. We can make this work if we want to. And I went,
can we start swish?
Swish. No more cheating.
No more cheating on one another. Baby.
And I thought, okay, maybe we've come to like a turn.
48 hours later.
48 hours
and
later.
And y'all, that's how much lip service this was. This was another fake thing. Y'all, she's just laying on the couch with less makeup on, even
with
more.
Less makeup on.
And she's like, I don't want to talk about this. The kids are at my dad's.
And we see that the police cars were there that morning.
Yes. So there was probably a domestic disturbance.
Yes. There's a domestic disturbance. And like the disturbance is 48 hours later after that disturbance.
Right.
She said she finally told Chain that she...
About Chan.
She slept with John. She told him about John. They got it and that she was just talking to him. Her and Chain got into a huge fight. We don't know what happened. That's when the police were called.
And this is so frustrating that this wasn't captured.
I don't get it.
What the fuck?
I don't get it. Maybe they captured and they were not allowed to.
Possibly. But why not? There was a little footage they showed us of Lacey and Chan out. Why didn't we get to see that?
I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
And that's why, is this ending in 2 weeks? Because there's no Lalu next week, y'all, because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Is it ending? Because I feel like they could have made a whole episode out of Chan and Lacey's date.
I feel like it's going to end with them up in limbo and we don't know where they are. That's where the season's going
to
end.
But y'all, we find out that she went to a bar with Chan. Had sex all night.
They fucked
all
night.
She got her pussy fucked.
And she hasn't heard from... So again, she's destroyed her marriage, and she probably destroyed John's relationship with a girlfriend that he had.
Yeah.
And John probably is using again, because it's like her drug.
And can I just say, Lacey had a quote that is the most Lacey I've ever heard. Everyone makes mistakes... Sorry, I did fuck this up. Everyone makes wrong choices. That's why they're called mistakes.
Yeah.
Take a minute to think about that.
Yeah, y'all, she's a dark person.
Yeah, she's a terrible
person. She's a really... And not that these men haven't made choices, but she is a user and a manipulator.
And she doesn't think any of her choices are hurtful.
And if you look at where does the cycle always start a dysfunction in this three triad? With her.
Yep.
Ugh.
I think that's the show, y'all.
And she doesn't know where Chan is. Yep. We don't know where he is, y'all. So that's where it is. That is the show.
I feel like there was a report that they did have a fight about a couple months ago. I do not know.
All right. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Linktree link where you can get our show information. Come see us in Chicago or in New York.
Or in New York.
More dates being announced soon.
More cities, y'all. A lot of y'all are going to be very happy.
And Poodle's going to be very
slutty. Idaho sissies, you can still shut the fuck up.
Yeah, not going to be a... Wow. Sorry, Idaho.
But we are hearing you. We are trying to see where we can get venues. And a lot of times, y'all, please don't take it personally if we're not coming to your city or your state.
It's really a schedule thing at this
point. It is a schedule thing. And when we can find places in your area that fit our capacity count and that fit our schedules. Mm. So I promise we know you listen, we hear you, and we're going to try our best.
But come at us and let us know, because it does let us know who's asking.
Right.
Like lately, we've had a lot of Phoenix sissies coming
at us. Oh, yeah. They didn't shut the fuck up.
Boy, I did some shit in Phoenix I can't talk about. Woo! Let's just say I was doing a comedy show, a stand-up show. Too many drinks after the show.
Phoenix gay bars are so dirty.
I wouldn't know.
I'm
not familiar.
Oh, maybe. My God.
Let's just...
What I've done in a Phoenix gay bar.
Let's just say, couldn't go back there for a couple of years. All right, everybody. So we're excited, though, to get on the road and see y'all. But so we're not having a Lalu episode next
week.
Because
there's no show.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Or whatever day you celebrate, we know for...
Canadian Thanksgiving was last month.
Oh, Canadian Thanksgiving is last day. So if it's just a fucking Thursday for you, happy Thursday. Take the day off, everybody. But until then, we will...
Lalu you later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh, I'm just prisoner of love.